And if you like your music slow, fuzzy, absolutely soaked in texture, you're going to want to keep listening to the show right now. Blue Mountains 12 Point Buck are here in the studio with us. And their sound, I've been listening to their album, the one that came out earlier this year, and their sound, from listening to it, is something else. Think warped loops, off-kilter rhythms, and vocals that drift through layers of fuzz. And there is so much fuzz throughout their music. They've just come off a recording, a special live one that we do here at 2SER, called Alive at 2SER. They've done a set, and it's captured in collaboration with the legends over at Soft Spot Recordings. And this performance is actually premiering on our YouTube page, that is 2SER.com, at 5:30 p.m. today. So you might actually get to hear it before that. So that's really, really exciting. And we're joined in the studios by Dad and Yael from 12 Point Buck. They're joining us now to speak a bit more about the recording, a bit more about themselves. Yael and Dad, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hello.
So weird talking to my dad on the radio. Where's Mum?
Proud of you. Mum's at home today.
With the kids.
Yeah, Mum's at home looking after the wee band.
And Mum was a part of this recording as well.
Yeah, Mum played bass, synthesizer. Sings on some stuff.
Yeah.
Mum's a bit of an all-rounder.
She is.
I miss Mum.
Anyway, for the average 2SER listener, can you explain to us who 12 Point Buck are? Who are you? And, you know, where you came about in 2014, almost a decade, or even over a decade ago, Dad?
Yeah.
It's so weird.
I think, 2014, over a decade ago, I think it was like a lull period. I think I was just kind of had songs that I'd kind of been preparing, and then I'd kind of contacted my friend Willis, who originally started the band with. They said, would you like to start something up together? And then we ended up just doing recordings on just really like cheap equipment with not much, I think, some know-how, but not a lot of, expensive or thoughtful equipment, I suppose. Mm. And then from there, we kind of, got played on, local radio, and then, Sydney Independent Radios, 2SER, FBI, stuff like that. And then it kind of just took off from there. I think the ethos, was just to kind of play music that we liked. And I think you kind of hit it on the head. It became a way of describing ourselves, I think, not so much from a genre point of view, but to say, we play loud music and it's slow and it's fuzzy and that sort of thing. And that became an easier way to describe it. I think that's kind of the point of everything put together.
Yeah, and listening to music is such a great listen, and it is like so relaxed, as you said, fuzzy. And I mean, I actually want to listen to it in my car because I've got some good bass in my car, and I reckon the fuzz would, sound really nice in my ears. But also over the weekend, you did this awesome festival called King Street Crawl. How was that, Yael?
Oh, that was sick. We played Mary's, which I'd been to a couple times, but like I hadn't seen Mary's absolutely packed to the rafters, and I got there 4 hours early. But it was, the line went from Mary's to Camperdown Park, so if you know where that is, it's like 150 meters worth of line, and I couldn't get in anywhere else. Like, the lines were everywhere. So many people watching like Sydney music, and I mean, I only made it to Mary's, but bands like Tallulah and Dead Shows and like Enclave and stuff, so fun. And then to have Shady Nasty afterwards was crazy. Oh yeah, and Sunrun. Fuck yeah, Sunrun. But yeah, like, nice. Yeah, King Street Crawl's amazing. I've played King Street Crawl like 5 or 6 times with just like different bands over the years. Mm. But this was a really fun one, just because, like, I don't know, being on like the main center strip of like King Street, there's like a lot of different things going on. Like, as soon as we finished, Dust was playing like at Kelly's, and there was just like so many people really, really into like music coming out of this area, or like just music being performed in this area in like a nightlife again in Newtown that isn't like uncomfortable and annoying. Like, there was like genuine like punks and genuine like music fans and creatives all around the city. And it was really, really, really nice to be a part of.
Yeah, from the feedback I've been hearing from everyone throughout the week, people are saying, next time shut the street down, have a whole street party, because it'd actually be really, really cool. But the reason you are here is because you've done a live at 2SER recording. What can people expect for this, Dad?
I think, like, sometimes we get a lot of... I think our fan base is diverse.
Yeah.
In that it's like not just kind of limited to Australia. I think in the last 10 years, through just the avenues that we've kind of had our music played or shared or whatever. We've got a lot of international fans, and I think for an independent band, really hard to get overseas, like to get visas and stuff. It's one of our goals for like hopefully the next 12 months to try and get overseas. But, you know, things like visas and traveling and, you know, all that's really kind of hard. But this is at least hopefully something for people overseas who like our music to be able to see us playing in a live sort of sense.
That's great.
Instead of me having to sheepishly say like, oh, well, hopefully, you know, be able to book a plane ticket soon and be out there, you know, soon.
That's quote so unquote. Cool.
But yeah, I think it'd be cool just to have the people who maybe aren't able to come and see us because for whatever reason have an opportunity to see us play live. I think that'll be pretty neat.
Yeah, so next time someone overseas says, please come visit us, you can be like,
I'll shoot them a link. Here you go, babe.
Thanks, Dad. Anyway, your album that came out earlier this year called Loud Music for Quiet People, it is so good. And from listening to it, I hear that you use a lot of different voice memos for all different kind of occasions. Does that feature in this live recording, Yale?
Yeah. We run this little black box with like 8 numbers on it, and each one is like the samples in between the songs. And I don't know, it's really fun. I mean, it connects like it has a more universal connection of like having the album being represented live, and which is really nice. And like even like the previous songs that also feature some like sampling and stuff. I think, I don't know, it makes it feel like it's a real thing. Like there's a lot of things in album recorded music that doesn't feature in live music, at least at this scale. So it's really nice to have that familiarity with the album in the live setting.
Sometimes we'll like play a song when we're playing live, and like there'll be a sample that will trigger, and sometimes that's the more recognisable thing. Like people will become jazzed up or jonesed up because they've heard, oh, that's the thing that happens before the other thing, you know? So I think even as like a leitmotif that people can listen to and then kind of, you know, trigger like, oh, I know what's going to happen. I think it becomes a performative aspect as well.
It's definitely, you know, very prominent in your music, and it's coming and becoming a part of who you guys are. You are listening to Drive this Wednesday afternoon. My guests are Yale and Dad from 12 Point Buck. They're here because they have done a live at 2SCR recording that we're going to press play on very, very shortly. But it is also, the visuals are going to premiere on the YouTube page. So that is 2SCR. Just head over to YouTube, and in about 3 minutes that will be premiering. And they did this recording in collaboration with Softspot Recordings, who are great. You might know them as Nina and Tom. They're also here for this very, very awesome moment when we're going to press play on it. But Dad and Yeah, what was it like actually working with Nina and Tom, and did they kind of influence or change the way you performed the music or made the set list for this live recording?
They're really just nice people, that needs to be said.
Like, well said.
Really comfortable to be around, and really made us feel like we could kind of do our thing, which is the most important thing.
I think that was it. I think it's so much that it didn't feel like we had to, it was just like, you know, doing a rehearsal or something like that.
Yeah, great.
It just kind of felt, you know, kind of normal. And I think they were interested in it, and that, like, I looked over and I think Tom was like, you know, like
really
bobbing his head or vibing.
Oh, good.
So that's the thing. Yeah. It felt like everyone on the same page, collaborative, even if that's like a bit too much of a buzzword.
It's just nice having like familiar faces, like just around, like collaborating on, like when you see people in like the scene, they're like, you don't think they would just return up in something like this. So it's nice seeing like everyone come together and do something cool.
Yeah, that's well said, yeah. And just lastly, before we actually press play on this live set that you've done, the live at 2SCR, where can people find you and also see what you're doing next? Do you have any gigs or any music coming out?
We've got some gigs coming up. We've got some stuff lined up. We're going to be playing in the Gold Coast soon. It's kind of an unannounced sort of thing.
Oh, wow.
The hope is to play, you know, the back end of that in either, you know, Sydney or Newcastle. Still trying to lock that stuff up.
If anyone wants a end of next month.
Yeah, end of August, you know, in Newcastle, we're still trying to like lock that sort of stuff
Newcastle
in.
Newcastle people, if you like slow, fuzzy, loud music.
Yeah, that's it.
Message the Instagram.
Yeah, message the list. Yeah, please. BR12. You know, our extra publicist, or what is it? You call a booking agent? Help us out.
The 1212.buck.
That's like a club promoter or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Anyone, please.
Well, you are listening to the voices of Yale and Dad from 12 Point Buck. They're here because they've got a live at 2SCR recording that we're about to press play on. It's going live on the YouTube channel in about 20 seconds, but maybe we can stall and sync them up together.
Well, I was going to say, like, there's a little section where, like, there was a guy delivering, like, you know, the bicycle Ubers? Yeah. He, like, almost got, like, run over going through the cross section on this main road just here. And I kind of watched it happen. It was, like, right in between the song. And I feel like I commented on it, and I'm pretty sure it made it into the video. But just add context, like, he was fine. He, like, swerved his bike. He kept going. But, you know, it was a thing that happened.
There you go, a little Easter egg. Let's listen out for that. Let's press play on it right now. It's also on the YouTube channel, 2SCR.